Hey, you. Listen up. This is a legally mandated disclosure, just letting you know that you're really hot and sexy. Just kidding. This podcast discusses sex and porn, which is a video about sex, so listener discretion is advised. Unless you're nasty. Hello, listeners. I'm sorry that I said I was joking. I really do think you're hot and sexy. And
sexy,
welcome.
Sexy.
Welcome to this week's episode. This week we're talking about futanari. So what the hell is futanari?
What the fuck is futanari?
Futanari.
Futatari.
Feetatari.
Yep.
Terry's feet.
Terry's feet.
Yeah. Hey, we're Depths of the Rated X. I'm Cucumber.
I'm Cherry.
I'm Melons.
Sorry, I just overlooked that part.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, do I just start?
I know, no. I forgot about all the, we're interworking.
Okay, that's
sorry.
Okay.
But we're back on track.
Yay, good.
We're back on track. Yeah, so we, this week, we watched some videos.
We did. Three, to be exact.
Three videos.
Yeah.
Just like normal.
Of Terry's feet.
And just feet, but just for people named Terry.
Terry. Yes.
Yes.
You have to, that's the stipulation. You have to have a name that starts with a T and ends with Ari.
Yes.
And so we watched three videos, and do we just want to jump into it? Well, I guess.
You asked the question, what the hell
what the
is
hell,
futanari?
What the hell is futanari? Well, futanari, this was Mel's week.
Yeah.
So
sort of.
We kind of switched around because it's taken a little bit longer than we would like for one thing, but
we have projects
know.
In the works.
Yes.
So
we do.
We have a little detour here where
we are a little futanari avenue.
We're like so busy.
We all collabed on this episode so that we can try to bring it. So,
teamwork.
So I brought the topic and we all shared the video. So
Mel, what is futanari?
So futanari, or futa, it's a Japanese hentai, and it involves women with penises. That's what it is.
Big boobs, though, too.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Not always.
It's like cartoon. Oh. We have like some, you know, manga coming on.
Oh, yes.
So I really enjoy mangas, and I enjoy cartoons, and I enjoy penises. So I just thought I would bring it because I've never heard of it before. So it is new for me as well.
Whoa.
When I see the word manga, I always see MAGA.
Yeah, I always
like,
say that.
Like Make America Great Again. Yep. And I'm like, ooh, that really turns me off.
Yeah.
But manga really turns me out.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember one time we were in a bookstore and they had manga. And I turned to Mel and I was like, that Magna. What are those Magna things? And of course, Mel was like, really? Cucumber, really?
Yeah, Cucumber did not even know what hentai was, manga.
Nothing.
What's the other term?
I don't know.
What's that?
Cartoon.
Sex.
Penis?
Penis? There's sex, there's dick, there's bukkake, there's double penetration.
Yeah.
And
it's all wrapped up into futanari.
Yep, there's top, there's bottom, there's versatile. So Grindr, Tinder, okay, Cupid is good sometimes.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Take your pick, bitch.
Yes. Okay, let's get into it.
Get into it.
Because we watched three videos.
Yes.
Yeah, who wants to take the first one?
Well, Mel
found
the first one.
So
I feel like Mel should do it. You know what the title was?
Go right on ahead,
It was called Big Tits Babe, Awakening the Futanari Demon in a 3D Animation. You can find it on Pornhub, and it's by effects3d.com.
Yeah, thank
or you could go there and
find it, yeah.
Yep.
Honestly,
yep.
It's the first thing that comes up when you put in futanari. Like, pretty close. It's to the top.
Well,
so
most relevant, most recent.
I gotta tell you guys how I got here, right?
Oh,
because
how did
I get here?
How did we get here?
I don't know.
What happened by Hillary Clinton is about what Mel's gonna tell us right now.
So fuck did we get here?
Yeah.
Demon possession, right? That was my week. I was going for demon possession. And then what I saw when I put that in Pornhub, I saw futanari.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't know what it was called.
Rabbit hole, you were just like looking at videos and you're like, yes, please.
I was like, what the hell is this? I was a little afraid because I was like, I don't want it to be like demeaning against transgenders.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's why I was like, I don't want to bring that up, but then I really got into it. Like,
ooh.
research and like more videos. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. I'm surprised it's so popular. But never heard of it. Yeah. New topic. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Before we move on, I also thought when you text the group and I was like, I have no fucking idea what photography is.
Photography.
Photography.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so I didn't Google it at work.
Right.
I waited until I got home.
Yes.
Good
so
idea.
I looked it up and I saw the word shemale, which I already don't like.
Oh, yeah.
And I was I was like, okay.
Okay.
You're going to get problematic today. Mm-hmm. I guess I was like, I don't know if I want to touch this.
No,
And then I looked it up on Pornhub and I was like, oh, it's fake.
Yes.
I was like, it's animated. I was like, okay, now we're good. But I also want to say, like, I think that we should get into it where I don't want to be demeaning towards intersex, people who have, you know, genitalia. Sex identifiers or two sex identifiers, I guess, and people that are transgender. So I just want to put that out there before we get into it.
Agreed.
So
this is completely just for porn and viewership.
And it's a cartoon, which, that's like, you can get into the words like that's a caricature.
Yeah.
But I think getting into
but
it,
everything
getting into
is
it,
hyper-sexualized.
Will be good.
Like, everything
yes,
is bigger.
Will be good. Yes. I've never seen a dick that big.
Except for the waist. The waist is cinched.
Little.
Is.
Yeah.
But the boobs, man. I was like, ooh.
So what happened in Big Tits Babe Awakening?
Well, let's set the scene.
Ooh.
I don't remember what it's called. Is it at, what is it, Velna? What's the place that they're at?
Okay, so I looked this up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, so I looked this up because I think this was supposed to be in a different language.
Okay.
It says, Velna is a village in Satoma Parish, Vuru County in Estonia. So I think that's what it's supposed to be. But in Punjabi, it means free person.
Oh, okay.
No job and free to do whatever you'd like
throughout
the day.
Okay.
So we'll get into it, but I think it might mean the second thing.
Okay.
I think it might mean that, but like it also gives me an Estonian vibe. So it might be that too.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
they're on a stone, having sex. So it starts with a lady laying down on a stone tablet type of deal.
Yes.
Like, you know, where Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe, like the lion dies on that stone table.
Oh,
That's what it reminded me of.
I thought it was a tomb.
I thought so too.
Oh.
I wrote down, are they fucking on a tomb?
Yes.
I thought of like a table.
Yeah.
A stone table. So she's
Narnia.
Just,
Mel
she's
is
just,
like immediately like, Narnia?
Narnia.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's laying there. She's not, she's pretty lifeless. Like she's just laying there like a vampire.
Yeah.
But again, those big boobs and a just gigantic penis.
Wasn't she stone?
She was. Yeah.
Oh,
I
she
felt
was
like
stone.
She was stone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other girl, well, the, and then the subtitles was like, there was a legend of a demon that could.
There
like,
were subtitles.
A demon that can enslave any living creature with her touch.
Yeah.
In a whisper.
Yeah.
Like a reverse anti-Medusa.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's like anything that she
touches.
That would
be a good. That would be
and
a
she
good,
did touch. She did touch.
Ooh, they touched everywhere.
Yeah, they did.
But that would be a good band name, like anti-Medusa.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. Okay.
That could be a good podcast name, too.
Anti-Medusa. Well, not podcast.
No.
Because what would it be about?
Greek mythology.
It would be about Fujinari.
Yeah. There's another lady.
Yes.
And she stumbles upon this, you know, stone table with the stone lady.
Yes.
She has pink hair, big
boobs.
Don't
go chasing stone tables.
No.
Yeah, I would not go there. But she ends up having a good time. She starts with, you know, sucking on the penis.
She does, but like, I don't know. So the question I have is who was the demon? Because they talked about the demon has a touch, right? And so this girl touches this stone lady, like touches the horse dick that this stone lady has, and then all of a sudden she's like not stone anymore, and she has like venom. You know the character Venom.
She has
the black tar on her.
Yes,
she was the person that could awaken things with her whisper and touch.
The person touching or the stone lady?
I think the person touching was the said the legend. Yeah,
it's like the stone and or the sword in the stone, and you can lift it up.
She has it.
So she tries. She
this
tries.
Is literally Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
That's what it is. Duh. It's
of
like
course.
You put your lips on the dick and
catch
then...
the reference.
The
catch
original
the
re- Sleeping Beauty.
Shit.
God.
Over my head. Okay. So yeah. So the tip, right? She puts that tip in her mouth.
Yeah,
and
that horse dick tip.
Yes. There's no talking. It's just a lot of moaning and it's very high pitched, like female mango.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Well, sure, yeah. And then it just goes into, oh, I wrote down boob physics.
Oh, yeah.
The boob physics in this thing was
video.
Insane. It was like raw, like it wasn't up and down. It was like circle motions.
Yes. Yeah. When she was getting fucked.
Yeah.
Well, it was really cool because she had a horse dick, but also a vagina.
Both of them did.
Yeah, she had massive boobs and a vagina. And this is the Venom Tar Lady, Stone Tar Lady. Mm-hmm. And then she's fucking the demon lady with the magical touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, she brought her back to life.
Right,
you have
of
to.
Of course.
That's the rules.
You bring
Sleeping
back to
Beauty,
life, you fuck them.
That they cut it out of the cartoon for audiences. Yes. But
yeah.
I've seen the uncut.
Yes, yeah.
And it was uncut just like their cut.
And that's what I was, that's what I was wondering, is that was she fucking her in the ass or was it the vagina? Because mm-hmm. the penis was in the way? I don't know.
Yeah.
Very mysterious.
And also, this was a shorter version that we watched, but the longer version has her, like, playing with the vagina more. So there's more foreplay, but I was like, we have 3 videos, so let's do, like, the shorter version. But if you want more foreplay, you go to the longer version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More. Version. The director's cut.
Yes.
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 They had an all-round good time.
They did, and they had many positions. And
they did.
A little bit unrealistic for, you know, what I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there
at one point,
splits.
The Tar Venom Lady, Stone Lady, she was, like, on her hands, and then, like, her legs were apart like a cat. Like, have you seen a cat do that?
Yes.
And, like she was, like, fucking her like a cat.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I've never watched cats have sex.
I watch it all the time. Every single moment I can.
She was fucking her like a cat.
A cat, you know,
like
cat.
Like how
she cats
fuck.
Cat.
Cats fuck.
Yes.
Okay, that's another week, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Animal porn.
Yeah.
Yay.
I think they call that bestiality.
Yeah.
So.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay.
moving on.
Does she sperm at the...
Sperm. I think that's the technical... Yes.
Did you sperm yet?
Did you sperm?
I don't know why you say that.
Mel's just in bed.
Spermed.
Spermy. Did you sperm in me?
Does she come inside? Does she like come at all? Like
I don't remember.
How does it end? It cut pretty drastic. Like it wasn't a finish. It didn't seem like fireworks. It was just
now that you say that, it's kind of like those things that where everyone thinks that they saw something and then they go back. What do they call that? Where like everyone thinks they saw it one way, but then
it's like
it's
completely different. Yeah,
it's like we're all looking back. Like did she come?
Did she?
Did she sperm?
Did she?
I don't remember.
Spermed it?
Yeah. She spermed it.
She spermed it. Okay. I don't remember.
Well, that's my video. I mean, that was the first one I ever watched.
It. I loved it.
It was
good.
It gave me very Lady Gaga Enigma Las Vegas residency.
Chromatica.
Yeah.
No, before this was before Chromatica.
Okay.
This was Las Vegas residency before COVID.
The pink hair, the fangs, the venom tar on your leg.
The other lady had
the tar and then like the vibe. I was and then like, the animation, it reminded me of the Enigma thing.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking love her.
Yeah.
Okay, so my video was called Real Life how do you say
Hentai.
Okay, ready? Let me do it again.
Like a very popular porn thing.
Yes, it is.
Real Life Hentai. Futurani, petite redhead, Lottie Mag grows huge dick and cum on her face.
I like how all the titles are in like broken English.
It has to be. I mean, it's like a Japanese type of thing. So
yeah.
You...
So it's probably like Google translated.
This one, I think, was the funniest one.
Yes.
Yes.
So this starts off. It's a very short. You get in, you get out, and it's, you are flustered.
Yeah.
And
it lasts. This video lasted
like a minute. Almost,
like twice as long as I can. So,
Wow.
So there's this there's this beautiful redhead. She has gorgeous pearls. She's looking to the camera. She's seducing the camera. She's seducing through the camera and she's seducing you.
Oh, it was like bright. Like you could see.
Oh, yeah. She had a beautiful black dress on. And then all of a sudden, she pops a pill. What is this pill? I don't know. And then, she's touching her stomach. And you can see it in her face that something's wrong. Something's going on.
Whoa.
What's going on? Whoa. And then the camera pans down to her crotch and this tiny little dick is popping out. And then
it looked like a finger.
Yeah, it was like,
it was definitely a finger.
Yeah.
So clearly she is a full-blown female and she doesn't have a dick. So they like splice it in the way. So then you see her face and then basically a body of a man with a dick. And she uses
it's
her
a split
hands.
Screen.
No, this was before the split screen.
Okay, yeah.
She's like literally leaning over the man. The man's head is not in the shot. And yeah.
She's pretending that's her.
Her body.
It literally looks like the man was doing a backwards like bridge.
yes.
And then she was just like, just kind of like, okay, like the director's like, okay, now, okay, right there. It looks
there
like, it looks like you're laying down, jacking off. Like,
yes. And so she's jacking off this man who there she's pretending it's her. And then the screen goes into split screen.
Like a TikTok. Kind of like
yes.
a TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see the man jacking off and she's just, there's a lot of moaning in this.
I told you, it's always the high-pitched moaning.
I think it's like a Japanese thing.
Well, it's a real-life hentai.
hentai.
I don't know what it's called. Hentai. Well,
it's a real life. I wish we filmed these because you could see Cucumber. It's a real life. Look at me frantically. Henty.
Help me out.
Okay, so now I'm not credible anymore because I have no idea. This is very brand new to me.
I don't know any
of this. So she's moaning and the guy's jacking off and then he like really quickly sperms. He comes.
And
it's definitely fake. It's like all
it was
over.
It was like a lot. I was like, wow.
Yeah, okay. it was like lotion mixed with like mayonnaise, mixed with like
water,
cream cheese with like
oil,
you know,
or something. Yes. Lube. It was measurements like lube.
Lube. It was everywhere. And then it gets in, and then the split screen, you see it getting into her face and stuff. And she's like, oh.
She's like, oh. But she licks it. And I was like, girl, that's toxic.
Oh my God. She licks it.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought sperm was good for you. I thought it was like, you're going to lose your weight.
Real sperm.
Oh, yeah, I okay. do drink
well,
my own
know.
Sperm
every
all the time.
Four times a day.
Yes. Yeah.
Got a shot in the morning.
That was my dick.
I'm vegan. And I drink my own sperm. It's very
That's
good.
That's not vegan. It's not.
You're
well,
I guess
it's
you're,
not
right.
An,
you're right.
Well, I guess if it's a cannibalism, it's okay.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So I am a vegan and then also cannibalistically yes. drinking my own sperm. So yeah.
Yes. The only meat I eat is
my own cum.
Meat.
Yeah.
Trying to make out work. I didn't mention it.
Feels like we're going in slow motion here.
And that's all there is of that video. It's the best.
It's very
you get
short.
In, get out.
A minute and
her,
a half.
Her pearls are just drenched.
She had pearls?
Yeah, she had beautiful pearls.
Well, I saw
pearls.
The pearl necklace all over her face.
Uh-huh, yes. Gorgeous. Cream cheese, man.
Yes.
This video was also by hentai.com. You can find it on Pornhub.
Oh. It's pronounced henty. Sorry.
Henty deed?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got sperm and
henty. Henty. Henty.
Henty.
Yes.
Video number 3.
Yes.
Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is a video, and I'm sure if y'all are into this, you probably have seen this video.
Of course.
We want to do something popular, something for the kids.
Yes. really family friendly.
I love this one.
Family friendly.
It's called Fuck the Police.
I remember.
By Ricolo.
Ricolo.
And you can find him on Pornhub at Ricolo.
Yes.
You can find him at
Tumblr
at ricolo.tumblr.com, or you can find him at Patreon at patreon.com/Ricolo.
Wow. He airware.
Yeah. And don't search Patreon for Ricolo because you'll find someone that's like, I'm just making art so I can go to school. It's not that guy. It is not
no.
that guy. It is a different guy. So just make sure
making
you actually
art so they can go to school. You're not real Ricolo.
Fuck that guy going to school. Fuck that guy. And fuck the police.
Yes.
Anyway. Wow. This was I don't know why they just did the Pulitzer Prize today. And I know that's for journalism, but why wasn't this involved?
Yes.
Why didn't we have a Pulitzer Prize for Ricolo?
I agree.
Because right now this is journalism to me.
Police.
I have no
this
idea.
This is journalism. After the year we've had.
Yes. This is
This is what we needed.
Yes.
This is what the America.
Right after
it's not
the protest
easy.
Summer,
it's,
we should have had this.
It's not easy to watch. But it's the porn we needed.
Yeah.
It was very invigorating. It
it's
had
my
twists
favorite
and turns.
Henty ever.
Yeah.
it's a really fucking
it's
hard
my
word.
It's my favorite henty ever. There's lots of sperming.
Yeah.
And Anyway, this starts off with an inmate, a poor soul who has, I assume, gotten jailed for DUI. That's what I made up.
Or just wrongly imprisoned.
Prostitution. She was a white woman though, so I don't know. Maybe showing too much boob. Maybe.
Saw that.
But if you looked at the police officers too, they should have been arrested as well
for being too much of a baddie.
Yeah,
she's in there. She's jailed for what we do not know.
Okay,
and we see the prison guard, and she's just kind of a shot, and then all of a sudden, boom, horse dick out.
Whoa,
she just stroking it. Her balls are on one side of the belt. Her dick's on the other.
Yes,
I was like, boy, howdy.
Maybe that was how the uniform was made. Because how would you shove that in?
Yeah. Maybe it's like a bondage thing. You see those things where they tie up the balls with the rope or whatever. Kind of like those, like when people like size their neck up.
Yes.
It's, or like gauges.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we're a queen. Okay.
Yeah.
And wow, a big old thing.
Yeah.
Big horse cock.
Horse cock.
All of a sudden, what would you know? Don't you know? Police guard. She's got a horse cock too.
Oh,
shoving
my
it through the bar,
gosh.
Showing it. They're fucking. There's another guard comes around. They're sucking. Fucking and
yes,
and taking in the ass and the pussy and all of it. And
and they didn't even make the you can't moan with that huge
and
fucking
thing
in your mouth.
I think when these women spermed,
they
I'm just gonna say it like that now.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
We need to make a t-shirt. I spermed too quick or something. Or like,
did
I
you
always
sperm?
I always sperm when I watch hentai.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, they got jailed, but, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But they just, you know, sorry, I lost my train of thought trying to make those.
They
jokes.
Were fucking.
They were.
They
sucking
were.
And
yes.
Fucking.
Moaning
and when
the
they
entire
spermed,
time.
When they spermed.
Okay. Yes.
It was like the Spider-Man.
Yes. It was like silly screen.
You know what it actually looked like? It looked like marshmallow fluff.
Oh.
Like that stuff, like sticky, like if you kind of worked with it a little bit and it's like stringy.
Yes.
It looked like that.
And they did it multiple times.
Yep.
I will say that this one like really worked the animated camera. Like it would like go around the room.
Well, he uses Blender. So if anyone wants to watch this and wants to kind of like create their own.
Yes.
That's what he used. So if you're into this, like, please, like, make it. I don't know if Blender's expensive. I have no idea about animation.
I don't
know. I'm not from that world.
It reminded me of, like, Jimmy Neutron, if you've seen that.
Yes!
Like, it looked like that type
it
of animation.
It looked like that. I thought it looked like the characters from Roller Coaster Tycoon.
That's a good one,
yep. PC game from a long time ago.
Yes.
I thought that's what it looked like. But Jimmy Neutron is a better.
Okay.
Yes.
I just thought of,
and the first one, too. It might have been the same thing.
Yes. I think they're all like categorized as like 3D.
Yeah.
So they're really trying. You know?
I really liked Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy way back when. That was the only game I played.
Sphinx?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
sorry to bring down the mood.
Like, what the fuck is
like,
that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
I'm just trying to relate here.
So that was basically the whole video. Like, they kind of just...
Yeah, it was pretty long. It was, like, 17 minutes.
Oh, so one thing they did that I liked was that they get up on the bars, and they're, like, fucking through the bars. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is,
that's
like, a pink concert.
No, you know what I like? That the police officers touched boobs. So it was,
yes,
like, a
and they
boob.
Titty-fucked with both of them.
Yes, and then, like, the prisoner girl is, like, fucking the boob fortress.
I know. I was like, oh, my gosh. First, I was like, is this an episode of The Orange is the New Black? Like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, like Jenji Cohen.
Yeah.
Really exploring that.
Yes.
The world. But I wrote down something on here. So, just to be clear, that was kind of all the whole video.
It really was.
Yeah.
But lots of different positions.
Yes, it was a long video.
Take a shot per trend. Like, when you, mm-hmm. So take a shot.
Wow,
I thought you were trying to say something.
No.
I was like, what?
Couldn't think of what I was trying to say. It was like, take a shot every time that they change positions.
Yeah,
because holy shit.
Yes, every single time they spermed, there was a lot of sperm, too.
Yes. A lot of sperming.
Play some games while you're watching this.
No, and I love the acrobatics. I was like, this is like a Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
This is like very pink. This is very Ellen DeGeneres if she was cool. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what, though, I will say is that there was one police officer that her skin tone was just like weird. Like she looked like one of the aliens. And I know that's like part of Futarani.
Okay.
But like.
Futanari.
I know that's like part of Atari culture. Yes. But like.
Wow. We're trying. It's a new term.
We might have had.
I know
too
it's
much
part
of
Atari culture, but I'm just not into the Hendies. Yes.
Come on, Henty.
There's too much sperming.
Yeah.
Futanari means hermaphrodite in Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, but
so yeah,
that, hypersexualized.
Yep. Yes. It's very hypersexualized. They look like Sophie a real life. They look like Sophie Anderson with those tits. I was like very just huge, out of this world. What is interesting is that they did something, and I wrote down in my notes. It said it looks like at those Italian restaurants where they have
cheese graters,
those big pepper grinder things.
Oh, I feel like it was bigger than that.
I think it was just the dick because it was because at one point they're just like
stroking it
and I was like, it looks like they're holding like a pepper grinder, like
when you're doing that right now it looks like they have a gun, like they're just
cleaning a gun. It was huge. I was like, damn. I was like, you can't shove that in your shorts.
It kind of looked like a rug burn on your arm. It was a fucking arm. Penis.
It was huge. I was like, oh my gosh,
they have a third
but
limb
I guess
coming out.
When you're animated you can be whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
And they kept their
you
hat on.
You can do whatever you like.
Yeah.
Say you can do whatever you like. Yeah. You can fuck pussy. You can have a cock. You can be
boobs.
Be in jail and
vagina.
Suck the dick of the guards.
Whatever
you like.
Yay. So what do we think?
Okay, catch us on Spotify.
Yes.
We're already here on Spotify probably.
Yay.
But
We are. Love Spotify.
Yep.
What did you think?
Just search us at our Spotify band name, Anti Medusa.
Yes.
And
oh my.
Yes, please. Yes. Okay, what do we think? First video.
What do we think? We need to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like the first video. Like I said, it's giving me very Lady Gaga, Nicki
Yes.
Judas, that one Lady Gaga 911 video. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could see that in that universe.
Yeah.
Did think that they were desecrating the tomb.
Yeah.
And now that I think of it, it probably was a tomb because she was in stone.
Yeah.
That was probably her resting place.
You're so smart, Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, awakening.
Kind of hot.
Remind me, I know that I brought down the mood.
It did make me a little horny, but I also took one of those pills that grows dicks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, where can I get one of those?
It's actually called, Moderna makes it. It's called the COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, so thank
yes,
God. Yes,
okay,
I know.
So
when does it like kick in?
Second dose.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Get vaccinated, people.
I would say that
you
like,
too could have a horse cock if you get vaccinated.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Now we're gonna get sued for false advertising.
Moderna's not fucking paying us, bitch. No.
It's not paying you. Okay. Anyway, so back to the video.
Well, I'm leaving. Bye.
I know I brought down the mood bringing up Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy, but that's what it reminded me of. Like the poor animation, or I guess like the dated animation, the 3D stuff. And then it just reminded me of a video game, like that kind of cool vibe of like ancient Rome.
Rollercoaster type.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the Futanari stuff that you find are based on video games or like manga characters, which I thought was super interesting.
Are these manga characters?
I don't know.
Henty characters.
They're henty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed that too, like looking through Pornhub, it's just a lot of, this is based off of Mortal Kombat or something like that kind
or,
of stuff.
The Witcher was in there.
Oh,
I think maybe.
Didn't they make a Netflix series out of that?
Yeah, they did.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I didn't know that Netflix was getting into henty.
Oh my God.
They are.
Yennefer,
and
you
sperming.
Can.
So
people are going to listen to this and be like, it's hentai.
It is. Bitch, we know. We're making fun of ourselves.
Yep.
But we also don't stick to the rule of three, so they're probably extremely bored. The second video was actually live action.
Mm-hmm.
What did we think of that?
Funny.
It was just funny
it
to
was.
Me.
I loved how short it was. It outdone. Like, you can literally come in less than a minute.
I think it was funny, but also, like, do people take that seriously? It was a cut screen. Like, it was so weird.
I don't know. I guess, like, I know the psychology because we searched it, but I don't know about that one specifically. If they're, like...
I think they just wanted to make a video like that in real life. And then they're like, how do we do it? And they're like, I don't know.
Well, let's do it.
You know what? Points for creativity.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah.
Points for like being
I've never
like,
seen
let's
anything
do it.
Like it.
Yeah. Uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nerve and talent.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we talked about the third one. Any more comments, concerns?
Yeah. I have a lot of comments about.
Okay. Get into it, man.
About this. I just think that unrealistic expectations for... For women yeah. and men alike, I just mm-hmm. think, wow, big dicks.
Big dicks.
Big dicks, tiny ways.
I really
enjoy...
That
sounds like a Meghan Trainor. I mean, like, Meghan Trainor? Meant Megan the Stallion. Well, I just think that it gave an unrealistic expectation of jail as well. I wrote down, in jail? Go to jail. That
yes.
sounds fun.
Yes.
Wow, great. Like I said, sounds like Sophie Anderson. What I do want to talk about, though, is this whole overt, like, undertone of futanari in general, which
yes.
is kind of rapey.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it is.
Even in the Urban Dictionary definition, it says, like, oh, like, I let her rape me with that dick or something. I was like, what?
It's a lot of enslaved. Mint and like, yeah. Oh, I don't really want, it's not non-consensual stuff.
Yeah, and then when it makes sense, because this is why I think that it's the second one, the meaning of Velna, I think it's the second one because it means free person. And so I'm like, that goes along with the rapey feel of it. Like, oh, like it's a free person, this other person's enslaved because mm-hmm. they're in stone and now they have to like have sex with me because
yeah.
I like woke them up. I just think that there's something to be said. There's
yeah.
something to be said, you
yeah.
know? I think it's creepy. But I think that also, like, that's just, like, you can find a lot of that stuff in Japanese culture
yes.
where it's, you know, like, yeah. you know, I don't
like
know.
Like, you're
I, yeah.
pure almost, and then you have that kinky side of you of, like,
yes.
actually, I kind of want some sex in there. I kind of want
yeah.
you to look at me and,
yes.
like, suck my dick. And
yeah. It kind of goes with the psychology, though, a little bit, if we want to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked up No Bell Psychotherapist in London, which is the website, and they kind of talk about how it's marketed towards heterosexual male
mm-hmm.
specifically, which is interesting because they have a penis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very interesting, but like this idea of creating this unique individual that goes beyond the sexual fantasies and stuff. And so like they said that not a lot of gay men like to watch it, not a lot of women like to watch
mm-hmm.
it. It's purely heterosexual male.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like
yeah.
Google studies found that 60 to 70% of all people who search for the term futanari are straight. So
yeah.
cisgender stuff.
Wow, we really brought down the
vibe.
We really, by
numbers.
Searching it, we brought down the numbers. We even
we really did.
Eye.
Yes.
Yeah,
Mel said that when we were looking for it. She
like,
was
we're
like, well,
we're beating the stigma.
Yay!
Yeah. Going down to 60.
Yeah.
Going
They need to reevaluate.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about how like they love the big boobs, they love the tight waist, and then they did this study about eye movement, and so they found out that a lot of heterosexual males would type in penis in porn sites more than they would say vagina.
Wow.
And that makes sense though, because you know, heterosexual males, they're looking at the competition, they're trying to see like,
well, maybe that seems
yeah.
weird though.
Or they want like the female, like
yeah.
I see a lot of like blowjobs and stuff, so you look
yeah,
for
penis
because then you see that female like sucking the penis,
right? And like you have the you don't want somebody being fucked by a tiny dick, you want the big dick, right? You want to see the woman being fucked by the big dick. But then they did eye movement into porn, and especially futanari, and they watched how the men would look at the penis more often than the vagina.
Mm.
They would
how
look
did they
at...
get that video of me?
I didn't.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm gay now, sorry.
Yeah.
Google,
yes,
whatever.
But so that's interesting. So they kind of speculate that maybe futanari, when they look at that, they can put themselves in the submissive role, the heterosexual
oh.
male, and so that like that's what they're kind of guessing, is that heterosexual male, although they like the pounding and stuff, they also like the envisioning of being submissive too. But then heterosexual male don't like when another male, like just purely male, is in the video. They like all of them to be big breasts, all of them have
mm-hmm.
penis.
Oh,
all yeah. of them having that feminine outlook.
Yes.
See, that makes me think that it's like ties back to this fetishization of trans people and
yes.
intersex people and hermaphrodites. And I just think that it's kind of like it's in between this world of objectifying and like bad.
Yeah.
And also in this place of like, well, is it good? Because like, you know, like
yeah.
they're people.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, obviously not the cartoons. But,
right.
Well, like,
yeah.
you can
yeah.
never be that. Like, nobody on earth looks like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that has to be only online stuff because there's no way you're going to find somebody that
That's true.
Embodies that.
I don't know, and don't quote me on this. I know that we're recording this podcast, so
I'm going to quote you.
Quoted. But I remember reading somewhere that Japanese men, like Japanese women, prefer American men or British men over Japanese men because of the fact that there's such a problem of fetishization in that country where there's like abuse and people aren't good enough. And I'm not saying that that's like obviously not every Japanese man.
No, of course not.
Like, I remember reading somewhere I remember back in the day, like when I was in high school, one of my friend's brothers married a Japanese woman who had immigrated to the United States. And then it was just like, they had just like figured out that that was something that happens often because there's this like huge like fetishization. I think it's just a cultural thing, but also I don't know if it's really necessarily just people in Japan.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though they have like these hentai porn.
Yes.
And like Fudanari, that kind of stuff. I don't know if it's just because of that. I feel like there's a larger problem, which we're touching on, where it's the fetishization of trans people and different body parts and stuff like that. I think that there's a problem, and I think that not speaking about it is what creates the problem because it can become so stigmatized, you know?
Yes.
So, and it's also assumed that traditional clothing, which is made, it's made it more difficult to distinguish between like women and males. So like, I was thinking of like Muslims, but then Cucumber told me maybe just Asian culture, because if you cut your hair short, if you're a female, that doesn't distinguish that female look. So that's why there's that you want to have bigger boobs, which isn't in Asian culture. You like a lot of Asian women don't have bigger boobs.
The clothing we wear now is not so gendered too.
Yes, that too.
You know, so people are just hypersexualizing things, just constantly wanting the ultra feminine back.
Yeah. Well, so that's how what studies assume, like how Futanari got started is because of that non-distinguished gender roles are being, you know, kind of switched and just.
But then you also like back to your point, Cherry, is that like who are the people who have sex with transgender individuals the most is heterosexual males.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And like, it's just, why is that? Why are we stigmatizing that? Like,
it's stigmatized just because like the LGBTQIA+ Pride Month, bitch.
Yeah.
Born this way.
Yeah.
Don't sue me, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
But I just think it's stigmatized in general and people have a hard time understanding.
Right. I guess the psychology of it. So like if you're into Futanari and then you go and have sex with somebody who's transgender, it like if there's abuse later or something, like why are we not picking up on that's ingrained in your sexuality
and
your
also,
psychology?
We're not saying that, and I just want to make it clear, like we're not saying that we're making an equation from Futanari to the transgender community. Like that's not what we're saying, but I think that the underlying like psychology and what this is about, it does tend to go back to this community where we always go back. People feel uncomfortable with, you're a man but you have a vagina, you're a woman, or you're non-binary but you have a penis, like you know what I mean, like that kind of stuff.
But then they're totally okay watching porn about it.
Exactly. But it's because it's not so open. It's not open. It's stigmatized. Like think about cisgender straight people who are in a relationship, like a romantic relationship, with an intersex or a trans or a non-binary person. Then you know that's stigmatized too, because then you go to family dinners and it's like, well, we're gonna ask questions about it, like that kind of stuff. That's why it's so stigmatized. So it makes me think,
we need to say it more.
Are there more queer people out there?
Of course.
It's Pride Month, bitch.
Come out.
Born this way. I'm not saying that Futanari porn is making people gay.
But I am saying
But I am saying
I did that masturbate to one of the videos.
Oh.
There you go.
So.
Nice. Okay, let's rate these.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
So we'll do my video, but who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay,
this video.
Okay, what are we rating on?
Terry's feet.
There we go.
Perfect.
Spermine? I give the first video a 6 out of 10. Terry feet.
Wow. Awesome.
Yes. I liked this video. It gave me very Lady Gaga. It made me feel at home.
Okay.
Just very nice. I thought that was great animation.
Okay.
Great sex work.
Yes.
Work queen.
Yes. Yeah. 6 out of 10. So I give the first one, Big Tits Babe Awakening, I give it, a good 5 out of 10 Terry's feet.
Oh.
It was nostalgic. It was...
Yes.
It was cool.
Oh my gosh, it's like Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I will give it a good, just a neutral thing. It wasn't
5.
Out there. It wasn't like, whoa, look at this. But it was nostalgic.
Whoa, look at this. But I did come 3 times.
Yes. So.
Yeah. I spermed 3
and
times.
And normally I do it like about 8-10 times.
Yeah.
And this was just 4? So.
Well, I don't. I need to have Terry's feet in order to come
at
full capacity.
Right. Yeah. It just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh my
All right,
God.
Mel.
Oh, well. You know, I'm usually the low rater on most videos. But my God, did I enjoy this topic more than I thought I would.
Oh.
I'm going to give it a good 7.
Terry's feet.
My gosh. I was turned on all of these videos pretty
that
well.
Clip.
Second one. Meh.
Oh, that clit was singing Josh Groban.
Yeah.
Me
we already made that joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Damn it.
So, I don't know. I love cartoons. I love manga. I like hentai. So, I was up there. I was like, oh, my God, I've never heard of this in my life. So, I was just
like...
blown. This is the first video I ever saw. I was like, I am awakened. So, I give it a good 7
like
out of 10.
Just like the video. Wow.
Yes.
And you have big tits.
Thank you.
All right. So, my video was short, but it was good. What do we
shorty
give it?
Go-boogity.
Cherry, what do you give it?
Just said shorty, but under Second video, I enjoyed it. Very short, so there was not a lot to go off of.
Mm-mm.
I would give this one, in honor of the split screen, I give it a 5 out of 10 Terry's feet.
Okay.
I didn't have a lot of comments on it. I just said, that's not her.
And it wasn't, no.
Yes, usually I can like sting these guys with what I wrote down, but they were watching over my shoulder this time, so I didn't have a lot to say. It was enjoyable. It was funny. I was never seen anything like that. So points for creativity.
Yes.
I'm never going to squash a dreamer.
Yep.
But 5 out of 10.
Mm.
Yep. Nice. Okay. I think purely on the fact that I like what you said, Cherry, before where someone was like, I just like, what if we decided to film this video? And like, how would we do it? Just merely on that fact, I'm going to do a 7 out of 10 Terry's feet.
Wow.
Yes. I love the pearls.
Angles,
I love
the angles.
I love the creativity.
I never noticed the pearls. That's so weird.
Oh. Oh, beautiful. And the lovely cream cheese mayonnaise.
Her eyes were
gorgeous.
It
was not cream cheese.
It was like lotion. It was gorgeous.
Well, it looked like cum. It might have been real.
It was it was buckets of cum. It was a lot of spermine.
Oh, it's like spermine. When you pull that thing and then it comes down like on
rain.
The chair.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the rain.
A shower?
Rain.
Yeah.
On
purple rain.
Me.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Mel.
Yeah. I'll give it a good 4 out of 10.
Okay.
It made me laugh. Like
I had
no visceral reaction. I laughed a little bit because of like the angles, and I was like, oh, I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So a good 4 out of 10. I laughed, and if you get a laugh out of me with porn, like that's
golden.
Bonus
yeah, we're golden. Yes.
Gosh, it flirted with me.
It did.
Oh, if you get a good laugh at me, we're sperming.
There is my sperm. We're doing it.
Perfect. All right, Cherry, your video.
My video. Fuck the police. Who wants to start? Oh, me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're having a pattern here.
Sorry. I didn't know that I was going to be just like starting off my own party.
Yeah,
anyway, well, Fuck the Police was good. It was a little boring, not as fun as the other ones. I give this a good 6 out of 10 Terry's feet.
Yes.
I love the name.
Yep.
Fuck the police. They did.
They did.
Fucked the police.
They did.
Great.
And the
really,
police fucked
this
her.
This is pro-jail propaganda.
Yeah.
Love that. Go to jail, bitch.
Go
is it
jail.
That bad? No.
Yeah.
You get to fuck the police.
Yep.
So yeah, 6 out of 10.
I'm thinking that this one was longer and it just kind of was like...
Longer is better, man.
Yeah. And the penises were
longer is better, Henty.
Yes.
Sorry. It was like a tongue twister.
Yeah, it was.
Me. Yeah.
I'm going to do a 5 out of 10 Terry's feet again.
Well, if you hate me, just say it.
It was good. I loved the uniforms that the police were wearing, and like the cock was just right out.
Oh my gosh. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I actually take it back. I give it a 4 out of 10 because the creator.
Your own video?
Yes, because the. Oh, sorry. 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Because the creator referred to his work as dick girls.
Oh.
That's what I take away.
No.
Oh, sorry. Boy. Back to scheduling. Back to the previously agreed.
Mel.
I get it. I love this one.
Ooh. Oh. This is such a reverse.
It is.
Even if the creator calls them dick girls.
I won't ever give it a 10 out of 10.
Yes,
no.
Because that's like watching a Harvey Weinstein movie and being like, wow, what a mind.
What a mind.
Genius.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Right. Wow. He really was framed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a good 8 out of 10.
Oh my God.
I fucking loved it. I loved it. I masturbated to that one.
I won't give it a 10, but I will give it an Oscar, bitch.
For Mel, it's an Oscar.
Wow.
But again, I see the message. I won't go 10 because I get it.
And the Pulitzer Prize for porn goes to Fuck the Police.
Yay.
I loved it.
That was such a reverse. That was like we were in the Twilight Zone. Cherry and I were kind of like, Mel was like, yes,
I watched it before you guys.
She goes, your clip making my clit race higher and higher.
That was good. That was good.
Good job.
Well, we are in a recording studio.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Yes. Hey, follow us on Twitter at @of_rated and find us on Instagram at @depthsoftherratedx.
And just generally tell us that our cocks are huge on Apple Podcasts.
Please.
I will Venmo $5 to anyone that says, wow, huge cocks, great.
Or good job, yes. Mel, with those big tits.
Yeah, with big tits, little waist.
They can mention my
Terry's
ears.
Feet.
Terry's feet.
Terry's feet. But until next time, I just want to remind people, please stream Anti-Medusa on Spotify.
Yes.
And no matter what your kink, fetish, or outrageous futanari fantasy, you're definitely not alone.
No, you're not.